is Southside.
Yes, indeed, and also tying in with, of course, Siren 107.3 FM in Lincoln. But, of course, the focus very much now beginning to feature the Middlesbrough Literary Festival, the 19th of June to the 30th of July 2010, and accordingly we're up to a wonderful gentleman, a legend who will be appearing on the 29th of June, that's Tuesday the 29th of June, actually at Acklam Library. If I mentioned The Red Shawl, Storm Bay, The Restless Spirit, Portrait of Charlotte, if we talked about somebody who actually served in the RAF as a bomb aimer during 36 operational flights in Lancaster's of 44 Squadron Bomber Command, you might well think we're talking about a Renaissance individual. If I also mentioned Jessica Blair, you might think, oh, how strange, a female doing all that sort of thing. Well, it's not just Jessica Blair, it's alter ego time, because we say, without any further ado, can we possibly welcome the legend that is Bill Spence to us? Bill, are you indeed there?
I am indeed, yeah.
Delighted to touch base with your good self. We're also joined in the studio by Jill Appleton from Middlesbrough Library Services. How are you, Jill?
I'm fine, thank you. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Jill.
And again, we just have to say, Bill, to kick off, I mean, I was just sort of amazed by the range of texts that you've put together, because you've been in this wonderful, honourable profession of writing in betwixt voyaging to Durban, producing material for newspapers and magazines, and of course this RAF scenario. So if ever you wanted a kind of equivalent to the life experience that's needed for writers to effectively write, you put it there in full force.
Yes, I have. I think I've been sort of very fortunate, really, in my experiences during my lifetime. I mean, that I was involved in the Bomber Command, based in Lincolnshire, was an experience, of course, that one never forgets. And when I came to write, I thought that I would use some of this as for novels.
I'm not surprised. And I mean, so presumably you were part of RAF Scampton's sort of original dam-busting team and all the rest of the bits and pieces from that.
Well, not the dam-busters, but I was with 44 Squadron, who were based at Dunham Lodge and then out at Spilsby.
We all connect together. I mean, obviously, we look back over our life narratives and we sort of think, oh, if that has actually changed. But I was fascinated insofar as you trained as a teacher, but effectively decided to, well, effectively because of the Second World War, that teaching thing never quite manifested, did it?
That didn't, no. But of course, it was an experience and it proved to be worth in the long run. But although I didn't actually get round to teaching.
Although there are those who might say that just through the very shape of your writing, you've taught an awful lot of people an awful lot of things. So maybe it's just a case of a different form of teaching that's taking place, really.
Well, I suppose so. I suppose there's some truth in that, because even though I'm writing novels, there's a lot of fact behind them. Mm. And I think this comes over. People are interested in stories which do carry fact with them.
Sure. 36 novels published between 1960 and 1993, a couple of war novels, a romance, and of course a Western from that point of view. No science fiction then, Bill?
No science fiction.
No,
there's no science at all in the family's blood.
Oh, well, there's time for that, I'm sure. We started off, obviously, in the introduction to talk about, in a sense, your pen name, Jessica Blair. Now, I find this fascinating, because I know, obviously, J.K. Rowling clearly wanted to use the J.K. to kind of not confuse people and sort of provide no sense of gender from that. But you specifically went to this whole notion of Jessica Blair. Just share with us, how did that manifest itself?
Well, when I first wrote the first Jessica Blair novel, The Red Shawl, it was submitted under my own name. The publisher said, we like this book, but we would like to publish it under a female name. Would you mind if we published it under Jessica Blair? Well, you don't say no to publishers. And I'm quite agreeable. And I can see the point, because the chief character is a woman. Mm. And ladies buy more books and read more books than we men do, and so it was a marketing ploy, really.
Mm. I mean, it's fascinating insofar as you know, that whole notion of can men ever write from the female perspective and vice versa, because really, you know, you've proven that in essence, yes, you can do that, really, and obviously getting in touch with your innate female, I mean, female side. Is it yin and yang, or is it, I mean, presumably you don't consciously sort of start thinking, well, how do women actually see this particular piece?
Well, you've got to do that to a certain extent, because with all writing, I've got to be every character in that book, good or bad, male or female, and I've got to think as they would think in the particular circumstances they are in and in the particular period they're in. So you've got to sort of be something of an actor, I suppose. But I'm fortunate in that my wife, my late wife, and my daughters were all interested in my writing, and I would sort of give them pieces to read and say, do you think that's okay from the woman's point of view? And they would say yes or no. So I was fortunate in that I had a family that were interested in my writing.
Mm. Jill, questions from yourself.
Yes, hello. Bill.
Hello, Jill.
Hi. Tickets are selling well, I must say, for your spot at Acklam Library,
that's
so
good.
That's quite exciting. Good. I think it has confused a few people when we've got your picture up there in the library, and then we're saying, oh, there's Jessica Blair.
yes.
I noticed that you also changed your name when you wrote The Western.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Was one of them Kirk Ford or something like that?
One was Kirk Ford.
Yes.
So that wasn't the first one. The first one was Jim Bowden. Then I was Kirk Ford, and then I was Floyd Rogers.
Yeah, they sound quite exciting, those sort of names, don't they? Fitting well.
Yes. I did 36 Westerns. The last one I wrote was in 1993. Although I must say that at the moment, they're all reappearing in hardback. So, you know, a novel never dies, really.
No. Would you not think about going back to writing Westerns?
No.
Done that now.
Not really. I'm Jessica Blair now, and the publishers want me to go on producing them. And I was flattered the other day when the publisher told me that they are going to reissue, I think is it 11 altogether in November and February next year. And I think they're going to repackage them with new covers. So that was quite exciting. I thought it was flattering that they should want to republish me.
Yeah, I think, well, they're very, very popular in Middlesbrough libraries.
Oh,
yes, really, they really are. I think you must be a big romantic at heart.
Oh, I am, yes. I am romantic at heart and sentimentalist as well. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
No.
Did you ever get slightly confused, or I suppose it's perhaps a bit of a ridiculous question, between whether, in fact, you see yourself as Bill Spence, Jessica Blair, Kirk Ford, Jim Bowden, or indeed Floyd Rogers? I can see, well, who am I writing as today? It's almost like, you know, getting into the characters and so on.
Yes, I'm Bill Spence.
That's fine. Now, again, the whole sort of Jessica Blair novels arose apparently due to your interest in whaling and 10 or so years' research into the subject.
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, I got interested in the history of whaling just through going to Whitby. And really, I was pursuing it as a little bit of a hobby interest. But eventually, I realised I was getting sufficient information together to do a non-fiction book on whaling. And I spent quite a considerable time on this, but it was done when I was doing all my other writing. And having decided that I could do a non-fiction book, highly illustrated, I managed to find a publisher who would do it. And it came out in 1980 under the title Harpooned, under my own name. Now, having got all that information, I decided that I should really make more use of it. And as I was interested in fiction as well as fact, I thought, well, if I can do a fiction book with whaling as the background, it might be accepted. And so the Red Shawl was produced, and as I told you, it was accepted, but with a change of author's name.
And thank heavens, given that it was a Whitby influence, you didn't actually go down the line of vampires, because the people would say it's already been done.
No, thank you.
It's Wales from that perspective. Yeah. Clearly, you kind of transcended the shift in technology of writing, because the notion of Ernest Hemingway tapping away at his typewriter and the sort of the pen and ink. And there are still writers today, of course, who prefer that sort of organic connection that you have when you physically take pen to paper. But it's fair to say that you've sort of embraced new technology with a gusto, shall we say, Bill?
Yes, well, I saw early on that computers would be a boon to writers. Now, I was not a good typist, so that when I was typing, part of my mind was concentrated on not making a mistake, and the other part was trying to create. But I realized that with a computer, I wouldn't have to concentrate on not making a typing mistake, because it was going to be easy to alter and correct the wordage. Mm. And so with a computer, all my mind was concentrated on creating.
Mm.
And so I embraced them very early on in the computer.
In fact, people can access details on www.jessicablair.co.uk for your website and details from that point of view. It's available, and we'll put obviously a hyperlink on from this piece on our podcast as well. I do also like the notion that, again, getting back to reality, keeping it real, you don't just sort of go into your back room and actually write the material. You get out and about, you meet people, you're a member of the Northern Branch of the Romantic Novelists Association, the Society of Authors, obviously, Bomber Command Association, National Geographic Society. Would you say it is important to, in essence, do your research when you're doing these pieces? Isn't an essential piece of advice that you'd provide for any sort of budding author to kind of follow through and immerse themselves almost in what they're writing about?
Yes, you've got to really be immersed in your writing. You've got to write. Now, that can be a lonely occupation, but at the same time, you must not lose contact with people, because they are essential to your writing. And the writer must read as well. He's got to work in all these things. Mm. Okay, it makes a very busy life. But you've got to keep contact with people, because they are your readers. You've got to understand what they're wanting. You've got to understand what other writers are doing. And being a member of writers' groups is, I find, very important, because you, even if you just meet and talk, and writers can talk, certainly, it is an essential part of your writing time.
Well, we certainly endorse that whole notion that writers do have the capability to engage in conversation. I know for a long time, certainly in Hollywood, the line was you locked the writers up in a room, you kind of got the script when they were out, and they were never heard of again, which I always thought was a little bit offset. You know, these are the creators of all sorts of other areas from that point of view. You may well say that the red shawl and a variety of other things have already been optioned for movies and various other bits and pieces, but I mean, what's the scenario? I mean, we live in a multimedia world in terms of radio pieces, audiobooks, etc. In a sense, as you said, these become living beings when you've actually released them, when they've gone into print, etc. What are your views in terms of, would you like to see a TV series based on a whole series of the Jessica Blair novels? What are your thoughts on that one?
I would love it.
Right, well, we'll have to set the campaign going, Jill. You know, we'll start it off straight away. Right. The campaign starts with this very sort of routine from that point of view.
Well, I've been told by readers when, or I've been asked by them, when are we going to see them on television? Mm.
Well, I think actually, Jill, I'm putting this to you as co-producer and co-presenter, obviously, of our Southside Book of the Month shows. I think we need to feature one of Jessica's books in the very near future.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yes, I think we'll enjoy that one. Yeah.
It'd be a classic stuff. And I'm still thinking we should have a Western in there as well. It's fantastic stuff. A reminder, it's Tuesday the 29th of June at the Middlesbrough Literary Festival, of course, at Acklam Library, where you can actually meet Jessica / Bill in person, together with Benita Brown. We'll be speaking to Benita in a week or so's time, in essence. Fascinating world. I hopefully be able to make it myself. If not, certainly Southside will be there. Jill, you'll be there, no doubt.
I Probably will be. It's my husband's birthday that day.
Oh,
so it's whether I'm
bring him
allowed
along.
To.
Bring him along, surely. If there's any doubt, so you've got to meet Jessica Blair.
I'll tell him that's what he wants to do for his birthday.
Exactly. Yes.
Celebrate the next day.
Exactly. We've got two final questions for you at this stage, Bill. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us at Southside Broadcasting today?
I have indeed. Thank you very much indeed for it.
Well, I'm just going to say, can we hopefully prevail upon you, perhaps, as you're not too far away, actually, to either come along and visit us in the studio one of these days, as we're based up in Middlesbrough, or indeed Lincoln. I think Middlesbrough's probably slightly closer. And certainly do another little piece with you telephonically in the foreseeable future.
Yes, Middlesbrough is quite convenient, but Lincoln would also be convenient because I've got two daughters who live in Lincolnshire.
Oh, well, there we are then. The two things have sorted through all sorts of things. I think we need to get you booked for the Lincoln Book Festival as well, actually, for next year. Fantastic stuff. Bill, fantastic as ever. We look forward to touching base with you again in the very near future.
No, thank you very much indeed. It's been nice talking to you and to Jill.
Thank you, Bill.